Fantasy, the literature of subversion. Fantasy can be associated with imagination and desire. Literary fantasies are free from many of the conventions and restraints of more realistic texts. They have refused to observe unities of time, space and character, doing away with rigid distinctions between animate and inanimate objects, self and other, life and death. It is a literature of desire, which seeks what is experienced and absence and loss, what is outside cultural order. It opens up, for a brief moment, onto disorder, onto illegality, onto that which lies outside the law, that which is outside dominant value systems. The fantastic traces the unsaid and unseen of culture. The starting point for a study of fantasy can be the late 18th century, the point at which industrialization transformed Western society, since literary forms have social and political implications. At the same time, since social norms and structures are reproduced and sustained within us, we cannot avoid considering the unconscious material present in these works. Literary fantasies express unconscious drives and express a tension between the laws of human society and the resistance of the unconscious mind to those laws. This fantastic mode is an interrogation of the nature of the real, expressing an existential disease. It is different from the fantastic realm of fantasy, which is more properly defined as fairy or romance literature. The fantastic derives from the Latin fantasticus, that which is visionary, unreal. In this general sense, all imaginary activity is fantastic. All literary works are fantasies. However, a fantasy is a story based on and controlled by an overt violation of what is generally accepted as possibility. Such violation of dominant assumption threatens to subvert rules and conventions taken to be normative. This is not in itself a social subversive activity. It does, however, disturb rules or artistic representation and literature's reproduction of the real. Its roots can be considered Petronius Satyricon, Apuleius Metamorphosis, Lucian's Strange Story. The Menippea moved in space between this world, an underworld and an upper world. It conflated past, present and future and allowed dialogues with the dead, states of hallucinations, dreams, insanity, eccentric behavior, extraordinary situations were the norm. Mikhail Bakhtin finds similar features in the works of Rabelais, Swift, Sterne, Dickens, Dostoevsky, Gogol, etc., even if they have lost the delight in misrule found in a Menippean tradition. Features, juxtaposition of incompatible elements and resistance to fixity, spatial, temporal and philosophical ordering systems all dissolve. Unified notions of character are broken. For example, subjects cease to coincide with themselves and experience themselves as double, often multiple identities. Language and syntax become incoherent. It has no fear of the criminal, erotic, mad or dead. All this fulfills a transgressive function. This world turns into something other than the familiar, comfortable one. Fantasy plays upon difficulties of interpreting events, things, as objects or as images, thus disorienting the reader's categorization of the real. It doesn't escape reality, but recombines or inverts it. It reveals reason and reality to be arbitrary. The structure of fantastic narrative is founded upon contradictions. The basic trope of fantasy is oxymoron, a figure of speech which holds together contradictions. The fantastic is always an eruption of the inadmissible within the changeless everyday legality, a break in the acknowledged order. The impossible is the realm of polysemy, of relativizing processes, of ambivalences. It suggests events and beyond interpretation, and it is an experience of the limits of reason. Fantastic tales proliferate during the 19th century as an opposite version of realistic narrative. It is the uneasy conscience of the positivist 19th century. It is all that is unsayable through realistic forms. The bourgeois category of the real is under attack. The fantastic is linked to existential anxiety and unease. That is why it must be close to the real. There is always hesitation between a natural and a supernatural explanation of the events described. There is no definite version of truth. The fantastic is a mode placed between the marvelous, for example, fairy tales, romance, supernaturalism, magic, which create a world above, and the mimetic, narratives which claim to imitate an external reality and shape experiences into meaningful patterns and sequences, such as classic narrative fiction, 19th century novels, and so on. They claim that the represented fictional world and the real world outside are equivalent. The fantastic confounds elements of both the marvelous and the mimetic. They assert that what they are telling is real, relying upon the conventions of realistic fiction to do so, and then proceed to break that assumption of realism by introducing what, within those terms, is manifestly unreal. They pull the reader from the apparent familiarity and security of the known and everyday world into something more strange. The status of what is real is constantly in question. There is instability of narrative. It subverts the unitary monological vision of the realistic novel and its bourgeois ideology. The narrator is often in a position of uncertainty. The extraordinary happenings surprise him. Perception becomes increasingly confused. Signs are vulnerable to multiple and contradictory interpretations, so that meaning recedes indefinitely. There are nameless things, the apprehensions of something unnameable, the it, the he, the thing, the something. Fantastic pushes towards an area of non-signification, trying to articulate the unnameable. Bleak, empty, indeterminate landscapes, spaces which are often white or grey or black, opposing the colourful fullness of the marvellous. The mirror is often employed as a motif or device to introduce a double or doppelganger effect. It is a metaphor for the projection of other selves. It provides version of self transformed into another. Ego is a cultural construction. Enclosures are central to modern fantasy, from the dark, threatening edifices and castles of Gothic fiction to new enclosures of metropolitan nightmare in Dickens, Kafka, etc. Chronological time is exploded. The past, present and future lose their historical sequence. Reality is not a coherent, single-viewed entity anymore. There is a dissolution of separating categories. Boundaries are blurred, such as the distinction between animal, vegetable and mineral, or male and female.